God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Does God use ambitious people? Does God ever use ambitious people? Does God always use ambitious people? Well, I think the first question that we have to answer is, what do we mean by ambition? Ambition is a goal or an aim, and there's nothing wrong and everything right about having that. In fact, I have often prayed that God would give me more of that. It also means an ardent desire for rank, fame, or power. And so we have to ask ourselves, is that what God blesses? Does God primarily bless our goals and aims to be have rank, fame, or power, or does God use something else? In Judges chapter 9, we have the story of a man named Abimelech who was Gideon's son. Gideon had many sons, and Abimelech was the son of a concubine, one of Gideon's, unfortunately, many wives. And the Bible tells us that he decided that he wanted to rule the people around him. So he went to the family of the house of his mother, and essentially he said, look, I'm the one guy in Gideon's family that is related to you. I'm related to you through my mother. And it'd be better for one man, me, to rule over you than to have 70 of Gideon's sons rule over you. Of course, that was a false choice that he had created because he wanted to craft the answer he would elicit from them. And then he said, look, help me out. And so they gave him money with which he hired, the Bible says, vain and light persons which followed him. Then the Bible tells us in verse 5 that he went into his father's house at Ophrah and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons upon one stone. He slew every brother he had, save the youngest, a man named Jotham or Jotham. Now here's the bottom line. Abimelech was a very ambitious man, but he was anything but great. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had a little bit of a complex. His dad was great, and his brothers were many. And whenever you have 70 brothers, which I don't know of anyone else that does, but I think competition is pretty much a way of life for someone in such an environment. Perhaps he grew up thinking, you know, someday I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to do something. People are going to know that I am great. And because of that, because of his ambition, because of his desire for rank, fame, and power, he pandered to people in verse 2, that is his brethren. He manipulated others in verse 4 by paying them off, and he stepped on many others, verse 5, where he slaughtered his brothers. Now, I think the takeaway from this is that God doesn't use ambitious people. God uses obedient people. Are you more ambitious than God is? Do you honestly think that your ambitions, your goals are higher and greater and broader than those of the God who spoke the world into existence? I think the answer is no. And so the key this morning is not to stifle your ambition, but to submit it. Don't stifle your ambitions, submit them to God. Think of all the great people of the Bible. How ambitious were they? Abraham, he more than anything, he wanted to be the father of a great nation, right? No, that was God's ambition. Abraham had nothing of the sort in mind. Think about Moses. Moses wanted to be the mighty leader of the nation of Israel. Isn't that right? No, he didn't want to touch these people with a 10-foot pole, but he had to obey because that was God's plan. That was God's ambition. You think about Esther. From the time she was just a little girl, she wanted to be queen and be powerful. Isn't that right? Well, first of all, being queen wasn't nearly as glamorous and romantic as we may suppose in Esther's case. And second of all, no. Esther wasn't ambitious. She was obedient. We could go on and on. I think of some good people that had good ambitions, like David, who wanted to build the temple for God. Good ambition, except it wasn't God's. God said, no, you're not going to build it. Your son Solomon will build the temple. Lucifer, that's ambition. I will be like the Most High, Lucifer said. I don't think we're suffering today from too much vision or too much ambition. I think we're suffering today from too little of God's vision for our lives and too much selfish ambition to be any good to other people. Today, whatever your goals, whatever your plans, whatever your ambitions, don't stifle your ambitions. Submit them to the God who made you, gifted you, and has put you on this planet to glorify him.